Hello, welcome to my channel. My name is Francisco, and welcome to the lesson number 6 of this intermediate level. Guys, in this class, we're going to talk about old habits, and that's why we're going to use used to here, okay? So, we're going to make affirmative, negative, interrogative sentences, and obviously, we're going to give the possible corresponding answers, okay? So, guys, these are the three exercises that we're going to use because 4, 5, and 6 are going to be homework for you guys. Okay, so let's start with number one. To do this exercise number one, we have to pay attention to the clue words that we have. For example, in here, in this exercise, we have women's skirts. That's going to be the subject. And then we have the verb be, and then we have the complement, which is long and formal. Okay, those words are going to be used right here. Okay, try to do it first, and then you can compare your results. Okay. In the affirmative, I'm going to start with this. Women's skirts. Okay, las faldas de las mujeres. Women's skirts. Remember that this is not the plural. This is the possessive. Okay, ese es el posesivo que hacemos acá, no es el plural. Okay, women's skirts. After the subject, remember guys that the subject is the one that makes the action. Okay, women's skirts used to, okay, used to. And after this, I'm going to use the verb that we have there, which is the verb to be in this case. So I'm going to write it here. Used to be, and the complement we say here, long and formal. This is going to be the affirmative sentence. You see? Very easy, my friends. But very easy, but how can we understand that? ¿Cómo podemos entender eso? That's a very good question. Remember, guys. Las faldas de las mujeres, aquí vamos a decir, solían ser, ¿sí? Es por eso que estamos utilizando el to be aquí, that's why we're using this. Solían ser, o you can also say, acostumbraban ser largas y formales, como esos tiempos que pasaron ya, que fueron muy agradables para muchos de ustedes, ¿ok? So, used to be long and formal. Guys, now we're going to do this in its negative form. So let's do it, guys. So in this case, we say here, women's skirts, okay? Remember that this is simple past, and we have one auxiliary here to use. What is the auxiliary that we have to use in this case for negative sentences in the past? Is did, guys. If you don't know or you don't remember how to use this auxiliary, this is a very nice class for you to watch, okay? The usage of did, okay? So, did. Guys, but this is negative. You can remember that you can say something like this. Women's skirts did not, or the other option would be in a short form like this. Didn't, okay? This is very common. Women's skirts didn't what? Didn't use to. Pacho, but you forget to put the letter D here. Sí, la olvidé. I didn't forget it. Remember, guys, when you are using an auxiliary, in this case, did, the verb has to be in its base form. Tiene que estar en su forma base, and that's why I cannot do this. In here, I put it because this is an affirmative sentence. So, there is no auxiliary here. Okay? Women's skirts didn't use to what? To be. Long and formal. Entonces aquí estamos ya haciendo la parte negativa, diciendo básicamente las faldas de las mujeres no solían o no acostumbraban ser largas y formales, ¿cierto? En caso de que tú hayas a hacer una negativa. Esto es para que variemos un poco todo esto. Now guys, let's continue with the question. To open the question, remember that in Spanish what we have to do is this. But in English, they don't have the symbols, yes, to open a question. And that's why we have to use an auxiliary or a WH question in this case. We're not going to have WH questions yet. And we're going to open the question with this auxiliary. This auxiliary represents this symbol in Spanish, okay? So that's why we're going to put it right there. D. After this auxiliary, what we have to do is almost write the same affirmative, almost. And I say almost because of this. Pay attention, please. Did women's skirts, okay? So I'm doing the same. Let's continue with this. Used to. Remember, in here, I'm using this, the letter D, but in here, I'm not using it because I said or I used this auxiliary did. Insisto en eso, muchachos. ¿Por qué? Porque es la parte que más tienden a confundirse los estudiantes. ¿Listo? Tengan muy presente que después de auxiliar vamos a colocar el used to en su forma base como está aquí y acá. ¿Sí? Ok. Let's continue, my friends. The women's skirts used to what? Used to be long and formal. Okay, that's gonna be the complement. Long and formal. Guys, this is a question. So remember to put the question mark at the end. We use it at the end here, but not at the beginning. And if this is a question, try to raise your intonation like this. Try to raise your intonation, guys. So we're going to say, did women's skirts used to be long and formal? Long and formal. Try to connect this. Okay, long and formal. This is a very good way to make and to pronounce the questions. So guys, in this case, we have here an affirmative answer. Affirmative answer. And for an affirmative answer, I can only say yes, for example. That's very nice. But it's not too polite. So we're going to add some more. Yes, you can say yes. They did, okay? Why they? Because I'm talking about women's skirts, las faldas de las mujeres. Entonces estamos hablando de ellas. Recuerde que hay personas que de pronto piensan que es por ser una cosa, simplemente va a ir it. Pero esto es cuando es singular y no el plural como en este caso, okay? Yes, they did. This is a very good option. Or the other way to do it is because you can also say, yes, that's right, okay? Yes, that's right. This is one option, guys. Y eso es correcto. Okay? Very easy, number one. ¿Cómo vieron ese número uno? Let's continue with number two, my friends. For number two, in the affirmative form, we're going to use these clue words. In this case, we're talking about men, yes, the verb have, and the complement, which is long hair. So we're going to say, los hombres solían tener cabello largo, ¿cierto? Eso pasaba demasiado en esa época. Entonces, ¿cómo lo haríamos juntos acá? We say here, men, and then what? And then used to. So we're going to write it here. Used to what? To have, this is the verb, as we did it here, to have, and the complement, long hair. Pacho, la hice muy bien. Congratulations, because that's the idea, my friends. La idea, muchachos. Very easy, this sentence. Okay? So let's do it in a negative form. So we say here, men. Remember that I have to use this auxiliary. So I say here, didn't. Men didn't. Didn't what? Didn't use to. Remember the letter D doesn't go here. Used to have long hair. Very easy. Very easy, the negative sentence. Now guys, pay attention to these questions that we have here. This is a question, but with affirmative sense, con sentido afirmativa, and this is a question with negative sense. If you're going to open a question with affirmative sense, so we have to open the question with this auxiliary did, okay? But if you're going to do it with negative sense, just open it with didn't, okay? Didn't. Did for affirmative, didn't for negative. Así es que la vamos a abrir. Mire cómo lo trabajamos acá porque era afirmativa. Now, guys. After this, remember that we write almost the same affirmative sentence. In this case, we say, did men, okay, did men or didn't men used to, I'm going to write it in red color, used to have long hair, okay? This is a question, no? It's a question mark at the end, and raise your intonation. So we can say, did men used to have long hair? Did men used to have long hair? The negative. Didn't men used to have long hair? Very easy. Pacho, ¿cómo podríamos entender esa pregunta negativa? Sí, entonces, básicamente, si la hacemos afirmativa, decimos, ¿los hombres solían tener cabello largo? Sí, mire que es pregunta afirmativa. Y aquí en la negativa sería, ¿los hombres no solían tener cabello largo? Sí, o no solían los hombres tener cabello largo. Mire que ahí están las opciones, ¿ok? So, guys, the answer here is negative. So, we're going to say no. ¿Cierto? No es verdad en este caso, pero es para hacer el ejercicio. Importa, la idea es practicar. No. No what? No, they didn't. This is gonna be the short form, one option. No, they didn't, because in here we're talking about the man. Estamos hablando de los hombres, and that's why we have they here. No, they didn't. Or the other option is the opposite of this. You can say, no, that's wrong. Okay, no, that's wrong. Okay, so guys, remember that if you want to add some more information, you can also give arguments with what we saw in the previous class, which is because, as, since, and for, to give arguments. You can say, so, for example, something like this. No, they didn't. Because, or no, they didn't. Since, or no, they didn't. As, okay, you can give an argument, any argument to complement this part, okay? So, I hope you're doing this very well, and we're going to continue with number three. Look at the words that we have, guys. Children, the subject, then we have the verb dress, and like adults, the complement. So we're going to say que los niños, vamos a decir eso, los niños solían vestirse como adultos. Try to do it with me, please. So we say here, children what? Used to what? Dress, this is going to be the verb. Dress and the complement like adults. Chachos, eso está tan fácil, muy fácil. So, try to do the negative here. So, we say here, children. What is the auxiliary that we're going to use? So, in this case is didn't. Very easy. Didn't what? Didn't use to dress like adults. Very easy, this negative sentence. Okay, now guys, the interrogative with negative sense, only negative sense. So in this case, I have to open the question with didn't, okay? So we say here, didn't what? Didn't children, and then used to, okay? Used to what? To dress like adults, okay? Guys, this is a question, so remember to raise your intonation once more. Didn't children used to dress like adults? ¿Sí? ¿No solían los niños vestirse como adultos? ¿Sí? That's the question that we have here. Now, guys, this is the affirmative answer, so I'm going to... Yes, they did. Aquí estamos utilizando casi para todas o para todos estamos utilizando they, porque se da la oportunidad, pero si ven que es para él o ella, he, she, it, tengan mucho cuidado con eso, ¿ok? Yes, they did. Or you can also say, yes, that's right. Okay? If you want to use this option. Okay? Sí, es correcto. Okay, guys. Exercise 4, 5, and 6 is going to be the homework for you to do it at home to practice all this. And please try to do it in this form that we have right here with the negative answer, affirmative, and affirmative answer too, according to the sentences that I'm going to give you and the pictures. For example, look at this number 4. Here we have women and men. Okay, women and men, what? The verb dance at formal balls. Entonces ahí tenemos las palabras claves. Pacho, pero formal balls, como pelotas formales, pareciera. Pero balls no solamente es pelotas, ¿sí? O bolas, sino en este caso es baile, como bailes formales, que solía mucho pasar eso. Entonces vamos a decir esa oración, que los hombres y las mujeres solían bailar en esos bailes formales. ¿Listo? That's going to be number 4. Okay, guys, look at this number 5. We have here women. Women, the verb wear, usar, vestir, wear. And then we have petticoats under their skirts. Petticoats, what is that? ¿Qué es eso de petticoats? ¿Qué entienden según la imagen? Es como las enaguas. Bueno, aquí en Colombia se les dice enaguas. No sé en sus países cómo le digan. Entonces vamos a decir esta oración, por favor, y vamos a hacerla en esas formas que está aquí, okay? And finally, guys, number 6. Man, carry, the verb, cargar, ¿cierto? Carry. We say here walking sticks, but you can also say walking canes, okay? So try to do this number 6 and these forms that we have right here. So guys, I hope you like this class. Take a screenshot of the board because it's going to help you a lot in the future. And try to practice, guys. If you want to compare your results, this homework, just click here and you can see the results. Si pueden hacer clic en este enlacecito y van a poder ver los resultados. Espero que les haya gustado mucho esta clase. No olviden suscribirse al canal si no lo han hecho y compartir este curso con muchas otras más personas, ¿ok? So, my friends, see you next class. Bye, bye.